Hello, friends, and welcome back. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Casey. This is I Kid You Not. So, Rye, how's your week so far?
Busy. It's been a long one. It's, you know, anyone who works in schools knows that this is like just that time of year where you're just nonstop. But I've been promising myself that I will, as long as I get on the Peloton every day for like 20 minutes.
Dude, I have been riding my bike starting, yes, not my bike, city bike. I'm riding it to and from work. My butt bone cheeks, like bones hurt like hell today going a block. I'm like, I don't know if I could do this.
When I first started the Peloton, my ass hurt for like a good week. There's something about cycling that really gets in there.
It really, really gets in there. But it saves on Uber rides. So I feel like my mom's like, you got a raise.
Saves on Uber. It's a workout. My school has like several different buildings and it's, you know, a 65-year-old school. Some of the buildings, and it was also like a home before it was a school. The old buildings, you have to wait for your air conditioner to get put in. I was dripping sweat today. I literally worked. I worked from my friend's office like 90% of the day because she had her air conditioner in already. I'm like, I can't function when I'm this hot.
Yeah, I'm with you. I actually was thinking about because the day I had my event, I was literally scorched. And I'm like, I think I need to get a desk fan or something. And I know that the AC started already, so I'm already getting a little chill. But there are times where you're just melting and you want to be, or you're like freezing cold and you need the heat.
In the summer, I'd rather have the air going comfortable and like have to put a blazer on or something while I'm at work. But I noticed the last few days, because it's been gorgeous out, I noticed that like I don't have work clothes that are lightweight.
Yep, me neither. I wore one of my going out dinner tops to work today because it was light.
Other than that, things have just been good. I feel like I've had a nice balance of going out and not going out, and I'm going to try some new spots with a friend this weekend. We're going to get out of Long Beach, we decided, for at least one night. I'm like, we need to be active and out there. I struggle, though, because I really do like being home. Like, and I like to try and find a balance. Last weekend, I had, you know, a bridal shower, and the friend that I drove with, she's pregnant. So on the way home, she wasn't, like, itching to go out. And it was an afternoon shower. So I had a couple glasses of wine. I probably had 3 glasses of wine, let's say.
You're bottling almost.
After 3 glasses of wine, I feel like that's like the tipping point where like I'm either going to have another glass and take this for the night, or I'm going home and ready to pass out. Those are your options after 3 glasses of wine, I feel like. And I was like teetering on that edge, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put out a couple texts, and if anyone writes back wanting to go out, I'm just going to go straight out, otherwise I won't make it. But if I don't hear from anyone by the time we get home, and it was like a good 35-minute drive. So I'm like, if nobody responds or within that 35 minutes, no one wants to go out, I am like putting my phone on Do Not Disturb, ordering Ralph's, and just settling in for the night. And that's what I ended up doing.
I'm not going to lie to you. A 30-minute drive home on wine, I would have been snoozing by the time I got back to the house. Like, that's a long drive on wine. I feel like it was champagne, too. I feel like I get knocked quick if I don't continue going.
Yes, champagne and wine are a similar drink for me in that way, where it's like a 3-drink max where I have to make the decision of where the day or night is going.
Yeah.
I got home, and it felt so fucking good. You know those days where it just feels so amazing to put your pajamas on and lay?
Nothing better. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if you experience something new and it's like the greatest time out. There's nothing like then going back to your house and changing and being in your own bed in your own space. It's like, what a great night. But like, this is great. This is better.
I've got my Ralph's and my bed, fresh pair of jammies on. Yeah. I saw in a dating app the other day, someone wrote in their bio, they wrote an adventurous homebody. That I feel like I can relate to, because there are times where I'm like, yeah, let's go. I'm nonstop. I want to do things. And there are times where I, like, you can't get me off this couch. You couldn't pay me to get off of it.
I like that. See, my thing is, you can catch me while I'm still out, but if I end up going home for whatever, that's including like stopping at CVS or going to the grocery store. Like, if I stop home first, I'm most likely not making it back out. So I have to do everything before I get to the house.
It is buy one, get one at Carvel today, the Carvel around the corner from me. And while it's summertime or pre-summer and I should not be having ice cream, all I wanted was this. And I had this talk with myself on the ride home that, like, if I don't stop and get it on the way home, I'm not going to go back out and get it. So make up your mind now at 4 p.m. Do you want the Carvel or no?
I'm not going to lie to you, though. At least, like, yeah, that's around the corner, so it's similar to me. But, like, you have to – it's, like, hard to find a spot where you live and to, like, park and then go back out. Like, that's actually annoying, whereas I live in the city and I could just go and I just don't go.
For sure. I have, like, a strict summer rule that – once my car is parked, it's not moving. If I can't walk there, I'm not going. I will Uber to the beach. I will, which is the beach club.
Even Ubers by you are so insane right now.
Am I the only person who's completely mortified every time I order ice cream from Uber Eats?
Nah, I'm never mortified. I get 16 handles delivered to my house all summer. I wonder what they think when I answer, like, is this girl fucked up? And I always think, you know, like, they don't know if I have kids. They don't know if I'm strapped. Like, you know, it is what it is. So I just...
Good point. One of my aunts, she, like, for a couple years, or maybe for, like, a year, one of my aunts did Uber Eats in Long Beach. And she would do it on Sunday mornings. And she was like, Ryan, I just do it for a few hours on Sunday mornings and I make so much money. Everyone's hungover. No one wants to leave their house. No one wants to actually, like, pick up the phone to order. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I fucking hate when I have to call a restaurant and order the food.
That's all my parents do. It's so crazy, by the way, they're saying you freeze up, because that's all we grew up doing was calling these restaurants, having the menu in a fucking drawer and, like, pulling out, what are you going to order for the family? And then you have to, like, order whatever it is or for yourself. And that's the only thing we knew growing up is calling movie phone to find out the movie times.
Oh my God. Movie phone. But at least when you called movie phone, you weren't expected to speak. You could just hit the buttons. That I'm okay with. Now the idea of picking up the phone and ordering my food. There are a couple of pizza places in Long Beach that don't do Uber Eats. They do their, or like DoorDash. Why can't we just make this nice and easy for everyone? None of us ever have to speak to each other. Wouldn't that be lovely?
I'm not going to lie to you. Here's a little bit. I am pissed at Uber and Postmates. I have a bone to pick.
I feel like you've been pissed at Uber Eats for a long time.
I've had this for a while now. But, like, it is getting astronomical. Like, it is getting absurd. 2 days ago, I ordered lunch, right? I ordered from this place that I've ordered, like, 100 times. They use a third-party delivery person. Not my problem. I don't care. Normally, they're there right away. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, we're an hour out, and they were supposed to be here, like, a half an hour ago. What the fuck? It's over an hour. And I go to try to put a complaint. I go to try to, like, get in contact with the restaurant. They hung up on me. They didn't talk to me. Then I go to be like, okay, well, this is unpending. Because it's a third-party delivery, you can't track to see where a body is. So, like, I'm in the blind, and all it keeps saying is, your delivery should be here at this time. And I'm like, well, it's a fucking half an hour. Now it's 40 minutes. Now it's 60 minutes. I'm like, what is happening? I couldn't cancel it. If I canceled it, they would have charged me the entire order. They make it now impossible to do it because they don't want to deal with all of the back end of it. I find this with Uber too. My driver, I got so fed up, which is why I probably started riding the bike, if I'm going to be honest with you, is because the last couple of times I got my Uber, they couldn't find me. And I've been using Uber for a million years. What do you mean you can't find me? They could not find me.
Those are solid gripes. I'm with you on all of them. Uber makes it impossible to get in touch with them. Impossible. Uber and Meta. Fuck Meta. Do you know what I hate more than anything? When I wake up to my alarms and get up early, because I am the type of person who has four alarms set. I have three on my phone. I have Alexa give me two. Then I have Alexa remind me to water my flowers now that I've done my planting. So yes. So now it's like literally six alarms, six touch points in the morning. And there are still mornings where I managed to just not wake up to the last one. This morning I was up on the second alarm. I got all my shit done. I watered the flowers. I got on the bike, showered. I'm out the door nice and early. The traffic was so fucking insane. It took me 90 minutes to get to work. So I hate nothing more than when I actually wake up early and then I'm still late
if I'm out a half an hour before I'm supposed to get to work, that's like a really good day. And that's normally I leave 15 minutes before I'm supposed to be there and I'm like a little late.
So I was trying to be there early. We talk about this a lot working in private schools, like what's more terrifying, the parents or the students. For me, because I hardly deal with them, I feel like a big dweeb whenever I have to deal with the students. I can handle the parents, no problem. But when I'm like talking with the students today, I felt like such a fool. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, they're definitely like judging everything I'm wearing and my shoes. These are my old school Steve Maddens. They're like, look at this old bitch. Those shoes are chuggy or whatever the fuck they say. Getting such anxiety over talking to fucking 17 and 18 year olds like a fool. But how about you? How's things over by you in the city? I need to point out, Casey, that in our little poll we did last week, it was the most votes we ever got out of poll, and not a single person chose a rooftop pool in the city.
I was really wondering what dingbat would even actually choose that. I didn't choose it.
I thought someone would. Some of my friends who I used to work with who follow us, they're all city people. So I was like, oh, maybe they'll be like, no, bitch, this is where it's at.
City people leave the city and they go to the Hamptons. They go to Jersey Shore. They go to Nantucket. They go anywhere that's not the city. The city gets so quiet. And that includes myself. I would prefer, speaking of which, I just gave my my check for my membership so that I could go on the pool.
Oh, you're signed up?
Yeah, I decided. Although I think I did it too late. So I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it this weekend.
Oh my God, that'll be such horse shit.
I need a couple more bike rides in my belt.
There you go. What else is going on?
That's it. I mean, I have like some events that are popping up for work. So that's like a little outside of the norm. Other than that, my mom got a good bill of health so far.
That's great.
So we could put it in our rear view. Very excited. What are you doing this weekend?
I will be at the beach. I did try a new restaurant that just opened in Long Beach.
How was it?
It was good. I don't really go on Facebook anymore. If I do, it is to check the Long Beach food groups.
I didn't know that was a thing. I do for birthdays.
Oh, yeah. Like whenever there's a new restaurant, like a lot of people will post like anything going on with like the restaurants, any turnover, any new menu items. I'm on Facebook solely for that group. People were going nuts about this place. If I'm going to give it like my honest review, it was overhyped. It wasn't bad. Like if you said to me tomorrow, want to go, I would go. The way people were raving about it, I thought it was going to be an out-of-body experience.
That's a problem when people hype that shit up too much.
Yes. And there are a couple of restaurants in Long Beach. They are deserving of this kind of review.
How was the vibe?
The vibe was cool. Honestly, I do always love when new places open up in Long Beach. We need new shit. It is kind of perfect timing for new restaurants to be popping up over here. Summer should be fun.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Do you think Kyle would still be going if it weren't for Summer House, if it didn't take off? You think he'd still be going out there every summer?
I just think there's grown-ass individuals, men and women, who just don't grow up. They like party hard.
And he's one of them.
Don't you? Honestly, I don't think that it is for the show, because no one could rally, sit at the island and float off eating and just like end up in crashing in bed at whatever time. Like, this is a clear like routine.
This is a lifestyle. I'm not loving him this season. I won't lie to you. If it weren't for the Carl and Lindsay drama, people would be paying a little bit more attention to their relationship. But there's some like serious issues with Kyle and Amanda.
But I think it's been happening the last few seasons. You've been seeing the tension build.
Her friends are noticing, right? It's a very one-sided relationship. I think that when he was opening Loverboy and starting that and she was helping, I guess I got it a little bit more, because I too thought of it the way I think Kyle is. Like, it's our family business. But now when I watch the after show and I like see in real time that he's 2 weeks ago or a week ago bitching, I'm just going to go be a DJ then. And then here we are almost a year later from when they filmed, and he has been fucking DJing places and she still doesn't have a bikini lineup.
I think it's a scale though. I think on one end, 1,000%. I totally agree with you. And she even on the interview was like, you know, but it's so cute and so happy for him. And like, I'm still thinking of what I want to do. So I think on one hand, Amanda has allowed this because she likes to play this role of of being the supporter and kind of fading to the background a bit. I think that's how she's kind of always been, even though she's like this amazing individual. And she, and I love that Ciara and Paige challenged her on this because she's so stunning. She has so much talent, so much to offer. She has created this entire brand. Loverboy is a brand because of her.
Well, right. Do you really think people are out there buying Loverboy who don't watch the show?
I think it's going to be a slow burn, but I think we're going to see a development with her this next year. She's doing more solo stuff. The girl has it. She just needs to like step into the limelight now.
Right. I think what makes her so likable in comparison for me, at least to like a, you know, a Lala or a Lindsay or something like that, is that she, it's kind of like that Ariana thing where they don't need to be the center of attention. They're still really relatable.
I feel like her, Paige, and Ciara have such different styles. And what I love about Amanda is she loves the basics and like she rocks the basic.
I love how she dresses. Have you ever like been out to Montauk?
Yeah, totally.
Do you prefer the beaches out there or the beaches by us?
I know. I also don't really know because they use those that stick the bomb to keep it down. But in person, doesn't that not like I'm maybe because of how we grow up? You know, we grew up with like the mousse that like crunched your hair and was like gross. Right. We didn't have tools, you know, like our shit was, you know, air dry. They got some like bump. Yeah, as a volume. So when I think of having my hair like so slick back like all these girls do, it looks great, but on myself I feel like it's, yeah, I can't look at myself. Well, I think it's different. I like the beaches out there. I think you could do a lot more bonfires. I love the beaches out there, to be honest, because we're used to living with the cabanas and having this local life.
I do like the beaches in Montauk. I don't love the Hamptons beaches. There's, I don't know. There's something about the sand.
Well, it's rocky.
Oh, I'm just so ready for beach season. I like love to be at the beach. I prefer being at the beach than laying poolside, let's say. But I prefer to swim in a pool than I do to swim in the ocean.
I'm so petrified by the ocean.
Oh, same.
I'm not into the fish. If one even comes near me, I lose my mind. Like, I am not into the current.
That's the thing about, like, New York beaches and, like, New Jersey beaches, whatever. You, the fact that you can't see through to your feet, to me, I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
100% agree. Although I don't mind a pool lounge, like a resort where you know the drinks are easy to come. Like I almost prefer it at times.
Totally.
I like water skiing or wakeboarding. I like going on jet skis. I like things that you have to be in the water for a little bit before they pull you up. But I literally have a anxiety attack until I'm on that board and then I do not fall. I won't try tricks. I won't do anything because I'm not getting off this. I'm not going back in that water.
You're not going tubing, none of that. Honestly, the only thing that I'm scared of more than the ocean is like a lake.
Oh yeah, me too. You can't see shit under there. My brother's lake house is a man-made lake. I mean, it's you know, it looks like it's been there always, but.
And it's beautiful. But it's wonderful to sit by the lake, to have a fire by the lake. But if you ask me to go swimming in that lake, I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. Thank you. So Casey and I went to her brother's lake house last summer. And you all know I'm not like the most athletic person. I am. My idea of a vacation is lounging with a cocktail and like being served. Casey likes to do a little bit more. So she convinces me to go out on the paddle boards. I never actually stood up, I don't think. Like, I just stayed on my knees the whole time. It was sunny and beautiful and this glorious day. We sat in the middle of the lake for a little on our paddle boards. It was lovely. Then as we went around the lake, we went the long way to come back. All of a sudden, these clouds start rolling in and it starts raining. The wind picks up. Remember this? And we were like whitewater rafting in this lake.
And when it does pick up, though, you have to give like a lot. I do get a little worried when I'm with someone else who's not, like, my mom. That's happened with my mom. I was like, just hold on to my paddleboard and I'll drag you with me.
I think you have to do that with me. Another thing that surprises me about myself, who I did not think I would become, is someone who sits under an umbrella at the beach. When I was younger, Casey, I would sit there and look at people with their umbrellas and be like, why are you even here?
Right. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you, Ryan.
Now it is the first thing I ask the cabana boy to set up.
To be honest with you, I can't last that long in the sun because my naturally pink skin gets so pink. I'm like lobster red right away. And I just, well, you should always kind of be cautious about it. But now I'm just camping under that umbrella more than normal. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, I want some color. But I also don't want to sit out in that weather right now.
I also don't want to sweat in that weather. And I don't want the sunburn. I want to read my book. Right. I never in my life thought I would be an umbrella person. They used to disgust me. And now here I am. I'm an umbrella lady. If there's any, you know, young women in there out there listening in your 20s, just know that this is your future. The umbrella is in your future, friends. They are. Like, it's insane. I was actually, so today with that whole senior thing, the seniors who I had to talk to, one of the PE teachers had a little segment where she was talking also. And I was like, what are you doing with them? She's like, they told me to like do a workout with them, but I'm not that. I'm going to talk to them about, you know, the importance of physical health and like the importance of its impact on your mental health, and which is great. And she's like, but the thing is, Ryan, is that these kids are not like me and you when we were in school. They have like actual like healthcare routines and fitness routines. Like, she's like, there's a girl on my hockey team who meditates every day before coming to school. She's like, she's fucking 17 years old. I don't even like, right, that they're learning about all this shit at such a younger age. But so yeah, they probably are not as worried. They probably are looking at people.
I honestly think they're probably taking better care of their skin.
Unlike us, they're probably looking at people not under an umbrella at the beach. Like, wow, you guys are gross. Another gripe we need to share with people. If you're coming out to the beach this summer, I just need to share this. Do not sit so close to me that I can be a part of your conversation.
I totally agree. There has to be etiquette or etiquette. I got in trouble for saying etiquette.
By who, your mom? I can't. Give us your etiquette, Case.
So last summer with the cabana, because the guys, there were some people that were regulars that would get the same spot, three umbrellas in a row for two seats, and they would get smacked in the middle right in the front row. And for some reason, they always like to put us around some of these people who would not come until like 3 p.m. So you had the entire day and you were not down here until later in the day. And I think that's obnoxious in yourself. If you're not going to use it till later in the day, then don't call at the, don't have them bring you down that early. Like, I that's not right. That's just
because they want their good spot, but fuck that. Like, then get down here earlier. So now, what are your thoughts on when you're on vacation at a pool and you send that one friend who's up early to reserve?
That's different.
It sucks when you have to be the friend to get up and go reserve the seats. You're like, fuck. Are you the type of person who likes to take a summer trip or do you like a winter trip?
I definitely like it in the colder season because I feel like I'm more down. It picks me up to go have something to look up forward to that's like sunny and bright or whatever and get me out of my winter blues. So I enjoy a winter one.
I'm with you because I work at a school. I have done some like big like 2-week trips or 10-day trips in the summer, especially after this year. I am getting a little bit of the travel bug, but I'll do a weekend thing somewhere, I'm sure, this summer. But after, like how I did it this year with just going away in the winter and now knowing that I have the whole summer to just be home and at the beach feels really nice.
I enjoy my summers here, you know, because we only have such a small window of time. I feel like when it's warm here, you kind of stick around because it's great. And then when it gets crappy, it's like, okay, let's go.
One huge pet peeve of mine is when people have their big ass boat in their driveway.
Oh, God.
Nothing screams like South Shore Suffolk to me more than a boat in the driveway. And
not a good look. It's not a good look. Keep that shit docked.
Keep it docked. I'm excited for the summer. I'm trying to keep, like most things in my life lately, my expectations low and my energy high. Go into summer with a positive attitude and just, you know, enjoy it. Like, stop. I have to stop judging myself so much. I judge myself more than I judge anyone else. And I have to just, like, start letting go and fucking enjoying it.
Yeah, that's the hardest part is letting go. I find, because when you're so used to what you're holding on to that control factor, and then you see these people just be effortlessly flawed or comfortable in their skin or and confident and into it, I'm like, here I am, hard on myself and not confident. And
right. And I think it's like, for me, it goes from like, when do I separate? Like when I'm at work, like it's okay sometimes to be that in control and that's who I want to be at work, right? But then when I'm not at work right now, I'm at the beach and I'm supposed to be like present and just enjoying myself with my friends. And that is where I got to get to that space this summer.
I like that. I agree with you. It's when to turn it off and how do you like split the worlds?
So we're going to be taking a couple weeks off. So stick with us. Follow us on the gram. We'll, you know, maybe we'll pop in and do some lives. We'll see how this goes. We need a summer break.
We need a summer break. We need some time to get some inspiration. We need to enjoy ourselves and maybe like, you know, start dating somebody and like just having some me time, which I think is very important. Check out our social medias. We'll definitely be active on there.
So we hope you don't miss us too much, but we'll be back.
If you haven't already, you can listen to a bunch of our episodes from our first season on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And our socials are Instagram and TikTok at I Kid You Not Podcast. And I will talk to you soon, guys.
Have a great summer, everybody.